Live from CAP Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. If you have a medical emergency and need to go to the ER, every second is critical. However, in Sacramento County, you likely will be in a wait for a long time. Recent data shows that the county has the second worst wait times in all of California for patients seeking emergency room care, averaging almost an hour to get transferred to a hospital bed. These excessive delays are straining emergency responders who are already short-staffed due to the pandemic, and they may be putting patients' health at risk. CAP Radio's healthcare reporter, Kate Wolf, joins us with more about how these wait times have gotten so long and what's being done to try to curb these delays. Hey, Kate.
Hi, Vicky.
So when was this issue first brought to the attention of the county?
So in August of 2023, District 3 Supervisor Rich Desmond asked for an update from the county EMS and from Metro Fire about what's going on with the ambulance patient offload time and solutions to fix it. I started covering healthcare in Sacramento County last year, but a lot of folks have been looking into this for a long time. The encapsulation of the situation, I think, comes from District 1 Supervisor Phil Cerna, who spoke about this after the EMS presentation.
This is an issue that since I was seated to the board more than a dozen years ago, has persisted. It hasn't gotten any better. It's gotten worse.
So it's been a really stubborn issue and has gotten worse as the population of Sacramento County continues to increase and the number of calls increases relative to the population. So the Emergency Medical Services Authority of California defines anything over 20 minutes from getting people from an ambulance into the emergency department as a delay. So all the local EMS agencies in California agreed that in 2016, they agreed that they'd get down to 20 minutes 90% of the time. And as you mentioned, that has not happened.
Yeah. Okay. So Sacramento County has the second to worst wait times in the entire state. I mean, how does this compare elsewhere in California or even across the country?
Across the nation, the average is 25 minutes. In California, it's 40 minutes. In Sacramento County, over the past year, the average wait times were about 69 minutes. So as I mentioned, they're referred to as APOT times, which is ambulance patient offload times. It seems like things are getting slightly better. In September, the APOT time was down to 56 minutes, but last December, it was 84 minutes. So that's almost an hour and a half you're waiting to be seen by an ER doctor.
Wow. Okay. So across the nation, 25 minutes, California, 40 minutes, and it's more than double that in some months in Sacramento County. Are all ER patients facing long wait times, or does it really depend on what the emergency is?
Definitely depends on what the emergency is. If you're suffering from something obviously life-threatening, or if you're clearly in the middle of a stroke or heart attack, you will be seen much more quickly than somebody who is just calling 911 for chest pain, shortness of breath, something along those lines. So a lot of folks, you know, they do call the ER because they want care immediately for some form of medical issue that maybe they could wait on, but you'd like someone to check it out immediately. The difficulty is it's hard to know when somebody who has chest pain is a ticking time bomb, as right, you know, as folks say, or whether it's somebody who's maybe, you know, could wait longer for care. And I'll just mention that this does vary across hospitals. So there are a few hospitals, for instance, Sutter Roseville was highlighted as a medical center that's already in compliance with goals. So they're under 30 minutes. Their APOT time is under 30 minutes. And that's because, according to Dr. Greg Kahn, who gave this presentation, they have a good system for meeting the ambulance with the right care team.
Yeah. And Sutter Roseville is in Placer County. It isn't in Sacramento County. Are there specific periods of time when these wait times are especially bad?
So around the holidays, things can get really, wait times can get really, really long. And that's for a number of reasons, including, you know, there's an influx of respiratory infections. People are also changing their routine, their diet, the amount of alcohol they're drinking, quite a number of things. And also staffing levels change in emergency rooms.
Yeah, of course. And that brings me to the pandemic. I mean, we know that there was burnout. It was very high, and we still feel the impacts of that across hospitals. I mean, what role did the pandemic play in exacerbating these delays?
I think it's complicated, actually. The pandemic didn't come up as much during this presentation, in part because I think during the pandemic, people were advised to not go to the hospital, not call 911, because they didn't want to put an extra strain on emergency departments. But as you mentioned, you know, because things were so stressful for so long, there was a growing shortage of healthcare workers that Sacramento County is definitely dealing with still. And that was actually listed by the California Hospital Association as one of the reasons that we're seeing these super long delays.
Ultimately, when it comes to people's health and their lives, what are the consequences to having long wait times?
So, yeah, people are being cared for during these wait times. So they're, you know, the EMS responders who picked them up are still monitoring them, making sure they're okay. But waiting for an open emergency department bed could lead to delays in getting medication that you need. And also, you know, you might not be getting the type of care you need, right? If you need a higher level of care than an EMS provider can provide, you're waiting, you know, sometimes even more than 2 hours to get care.
Wow.
And, you know, I think Dr. Kin, who is the director of medical services for the local EMS here in Sacramento County, really wanted to drive this point home to supervisors. And here's what he said.
This could be your child. This could be your mom, your dad. This could be you who are call 911 because you have a perceived emergency and you can't get off the wall and start care in an emergency department.
I mean, I also think, Kate, that these delays must also be increasing the stress, the workload of first responders. I mean, how has it been affecting them?
So first responders are really advocating to get these wait times down. I think they're super, super invested in it. And that's because I think the hardest thing for first responders is not being able to do their job, which is to respond to emergencies, right? They need to wait until they can hand things off to emergency department staff to leave. So sometimes they're waiting for hours and hours. And let's say there's someone having a heart attack 2 blocks away. You can't leave, bring your ambulance to that person because you need to stay with the person you're at, even if maybe they don't actually need the level of care that the ER provides. So this has definitely been a problem here in this region. And Dr. Kan spoke about this during the presentation.
There was a situation within the last few months where there was a 911 call from Galt, and we ended up having to have a Folsom fire agent drive all the way to Galt in order to respond to that 911 call.
Yeah, I mean, and I mean, just for context, going from Galt to Folsom is a haul. It's a drive, Kate.
Definitely. It's a 40-mile drive. So that was a pretty egregious example of when all the folks in between those two cities were booked. You know, they were waiting on the wall.
We forget how big of a county Sacramento County is. What about people who are going to the emergency room for non-physical emergencies, but they're also serious, like a mental health crisis? How is this impacting them?
Right. So we heard during the presentation that about 5 to 6% of callers are having behavioral health issues. They're having mental health crises. And first responders are responsible for helping those people, right? However, oftentimes that's not exactly what they're equipped to do. And the ER is not exactly the best place for them. Here's Dr. Kan.
A lot of times these folks don't need to be in the emergency department. They would be better served in other areas of our community or other healthcare environments. And to be able to move them to those environments, avoiding emergency department admission would be helpful for our overall APOT number.
And I think that there are efforts right now to be diverting people to crisis centers, to areas where they can be better served in the short term.
You know, during this presentation, and this obviously isn't new to the county, I mean, as we heard from Supervisor Serna, it's something he has been aware of for more than a decade. How have medical officials responded to these findings? What do they say or suggest are really the root causes of this?
So we didn't actually hear from hospitals during this presentation in. But the California Hospital Association does not believe that they are fully responsible for this. So they have spoken a little bit about APOT times and what they believe are some of the reasons that they're so high. I think a lot of it has to do with primary care resources being so low for people. So people are not getting primary care or they don't know where to go besides the emergency department for their non-emergency needs. And they also there also is a backup where a lot of the emergency departments have people that they're serving already. They don't have any free beds because there aren't enough community discharge options. There aren't enough, community healthcare workers that can help people outside of the emergency department. There's also that shortage of healthcare workers that we talked to, and a real increase that they note of people in behavioral health crisis. So apparently there's been a 42% increase in the overall emergency department volumes over the past 7 years.
Yeah, and I believe that that's probably statewide, but then we look at that in Sacramento County, which, as you laid out, I mean, this area has grown significantly in the last several years. I mean, was the county receptive to this? Like, what did county supervisors say? How did they respond to these findings?
So as I mentioned, you know, Phil Cerna, he was saying, you know, this has always been an issue. A lot of the supervisors mentioned that they hadn't known that APOT times were a problem until they got on the board. And then they realized, wow, this is a serious thing that we're facing here in the county. So I think they were disheartened that things haven't really been getting better. They were definitely confused about why we're seeing this, right? It's such a multifaceted problem. And they wanted more clarity and to understand better how the county can take a role.
You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. And if you're just joining us, we're talking with CAP Radio healthcare reporter Kate Wolf about excessive wait times in Sacramento County in their emergency rooms. Okay, so there's also a new state law, and potentially this could help. It would require EMS providers to develop a new plan that would speed up these patient offload times. What will it require?
So AB 40, Assembly Bill 40, requires all local EMS providers in California to get their offload times from the ambulance to the emergency department down to 30 minutes, 90% of the time. So that would be a big thing, right? Sacramento County would have to cut their average time in half. These local EMS providers are required to make a plan by July of this next year and to be executing the plan in December. So Sacramento County has a year to start working on cutting it in half.
Was there overall like agreement? Was there any opposition to this?
Yes. So the California Hospital Association, as I mentioned, was opposed to this bill. But they agree that emergency departments are backed up, but they argue that, you know, over three quarters of calls to the emergency room don't actually require emergency care and are for things like back pain, sore throats, minor cuts. They said that the suggested time of 30 minutes was just unrealistic. And among other things, they said that there should be more investment in a public education campaign on the correct use of 911 and increased community-based behavioral health resources.
You know, at a very like hyper local level, from fire departments to even, you know, state lawmakers, I mean, there have been adaptations, especially with telehealth and that growing, especially during COVID. So what other measures are EMS workers, policymakers taking to cut down on these wait times?
Right. There's a lot that's being experimented with. And on that hyper local level that you mentioned, we are hearing good things about the Mobile Integrated Health Unit, which is essentially a group that goes out and instead of bringing someone to the emergency department, tries to provide them care right there and is not required to bring them to the emergency department. Normally, if an ambulance goes out, either the patient needs to be taken to the emergency department or they need to sign a release that they actually don't want to go. So this provides a little bit more flexibility. So Sac Metro Battalion Chief Scott Perryman gave a report on how the Mobile Integrated Health Unit has been going and kind of how they're trying to really help high utilizers. So a lot of calls to the emergency department are people who are calling again and again and again. You know, they're calling 10, 20, 30 times in a year to get help. And so they're trying to case manage those people. How can we make it so that you don't need to call the emergency department as much? Sometimes with helping them with housing, helping them with, you know, more kind of social determinant stuff. And so they're also experimenting, as you mentioned, with telehealth to prevent trips to the emergency department. Here's what he said about that.
We have now telehealth, which is coming into the community, which is very, very good, in that you have now an opportunity to have a healthcare professional right on a screen with somebody and giving them that off ramp.
All right. And finally, Kate, I mean, are there ways for emergency workers to provide additional care in the field, you know, and you touched upon this with telehealth, so that it, you know, overall, it lessens the need for that trip to the emergency room?
Right. So just to continue with what that mobile integrated health unit is up to, they're also doing things. I mean, as we've you and I have talked about, like, we have a serious opioid crisis in Sacramento County, I mean, in the nation. But one other thing that they're trying to do is giving people buprenorphine in the field. Who these are folks who are experiencing serious withdrawal for opioid use disorder. So they're not only giving someone reversing an overdose with Narcan, they're also starting to get people on a medication that can actually help them move away from using opioids. So, you know, illicit substances. So apparently there have been really promising trials in Contra Costa County that show that when you intercept someone right after they've overdosed, they can they're more receptive to changing. So another thing that Perryman said was just that they are bringing more people to sobering centers and mental and crisis behavioral centers.
I don't know about you, but if I had a mental health issue, going into the emergency room where I'm going to be around a whole bunch of people with lots of alarms and people where I'm not going to get a chance to kind of get back into baseline, that's not necessarily the greatest place for them.
Yeah, I mean, it's not an easy fix, but Kate, thanks for helping us better understand these challenges.
Thank you so much, Vicky.
Kate Wolf is Cap Radio's healthcare reporter. You're listening to Insight on your NPR station, Cap Radio. I'm Vicky Gonzalez.